Live on the radio, Pat Pagano. Pat.
8 inches at your house?
7 to 9. And Pat, take a look at my Facebook page. You'll be astounded at what you see. Now, here's the funny thing. I sent a text message to my plow guy because I knew it was going to be a localized thing. And I said, Joey, you're probably going to have to come over tomorrow morning. So he got there this morning. He looked around and he said, it's a good thing you sent the text because in my house we got nothing.
Nothing.
It's Pat, it's if you look out, remember after we got that last snow, you said how quickly it's going to melt?
Yeah.
I now have over 30 inches sitting in my yard. It's amazing.
That's going to take a while to melt.
It's amazing. It snowed until early this morning, Pat. And when I came down off the hill, by the time I got down into Salisbury, there was about 5 inches of new snow, 4 or 5 inches. And then by the time I got to Sharon, nothing, nada.
Incredible. But, yep. And of course, there's no way to predict that. But there, what you had was just, you know, snow squalls and snow showers, just basically staying over the same place.
It was amazing. And let's... sarcastically, I sent a thank you to the National Weather Service. They issued a winter storm warning for the extreme tip of northwest Connecticut and Berkshire County at about 7 o'clock last night.
When most of the damage was done.
It's already over.
Right.
Unbelievable. Hey, I have never lived through a phenomenon like that the past day and a half where just a cloud stayed over an area and gave us snow. It was absolutely wild. I got a delivery, and the guy said, this is amazing. He said, I turned to come up the road. He says, I'm here. I can't believe what I see.
Sure.
That's why I called Pat yesterday to tell him, Pat, I hate to bother him on a day like this, but I said, Pat, you don't believe what's going on here.
And I'm looking at the radar, and I still see snow showers from the northwest corner of Connecticut up through the Berkshires.
Oh, yeah, no, it's still snowing, but it's light now. You know, it's light. It's actually snow showers. Yesterday, it was at my house, steady, and once again, there were times that you couldn't see across the road.
Just
amazing.
Yeah. It really is. It really is amazing. There's no doubt about it. And I wish I could say that... things are going to, you know, just break and get so much better, but not really, not really at all. Did you share the pictures on Facebook?
Yeah, if you go to my personal Facebook page, you'll see them.
Wait, here it is. Oh, no, that's, Joe DeLeo got over 20 inches, so, yeah, there's pictures all over the place of snow on here. I just don't have a chance to even, I haven't even posted my forecast on Facebook because I've been so far behind looking at all of these things, you know, everybody talking about the storm next week. And of course, you know, I tuned in last night specifically to look at the Weather Channel because everybody's saying, oh, well, the Weather Channel's saying that. And, you know, they were cautious. And they said, could this be the fourth nor'easter? But they were very, very, very cautious.
Now, I heard a rumor. Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
That all the models basically are predicting this in one form or another?
Not really. Okay. Well, let's put it this way. The models are forecasting an event, but in many different ways and many different forms. And that is one of the reasons... absolutely one of the reasons why we just have to wait. I'm looking at your picture from 8 hours ago.
If you scroll up and you'll see my picture when I go out the walk.
Yeah.
You see the picture of the walk and you'll actually see it. It looks like the middle of winter instead of the middle of March.
It really is incredible. Well, let's go over our forecast right now. We have snow showers in the forecast today. You'll get a little sun breaking through here and there, breezy, and the highs maybe low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25 to 30, and partly sunny and brisk with still an isolated snow shower Friday, high of 40. Saturday, sunny, mid-40s, but sunny on Sunday. Now, I don't think we'll get into the mid-40s anymore. I think the highs on Sunday will be in the 30s. because there's another little chunk of cold air coming down. So I'm going to be bringing down the temperature for Sunday into the 30s. After that, there will be 2 to 3 storms coming out of the Rockies. The first one will head out through Delmarva on Saturday, and that will not affect us. Pretty confident about that. And it'll be weak at that, too. The second one heads into the Ohio Valley. That's a troublesome storm. Will it redevelop along the coast and become a nor'easter? Or will the first one just move eastward from the Ohio Valley and off New England, and then the third one gathers strength along the Mid-Atlantic coast and gives us a whopping Wednesday into Thursday? These are all the scenarios. Now, the European model is trying to suggest that it'll be one storm, it'll be Wednesday into Thursday. The GFS model is suggesting there'll be 2 storms, one of which will start on Tuesday, then there'll be a lull, and another one will hit us sometime Wednesday night and Thursday. So, which way is it going? I don't know. I really don't know. But when all else fails, Pat goes over to his long-range maps. Just to see what I said. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is the 15th, and I show a cold high over us. I do have showers over us. And then March 16th through 19th, which is this weekend, I show a low coming across the Great Lakes, and I show a second low in Arkansas. And what do I do with that? Between the 20th and the 23rd, which is Tuesday and Friday of next week,
yeah,
I take the first low off New England, and I have a second low over the Mid-Atlantic, and I have snow over us. And that was reflected in the long-range forecast. So I was actually seeing, when I did this, 2 lows, which leads me to believe that the America model, the GFS, with its 2 storms, may be on the right track, and that the Euro is not. So either way, folks, Tuesday to Thursday of next week, get ready for more wintry woes.
And I'm not going to really have that ton of melting in between then. Now
you
then.
Will not. No, if anything, you'll refreeze.
I tell you, it's so funny. We've gotten so much snow in so many different areas this year. You can't give a general snowfall measurement because each storm and each time you have snow, it deposits totally different amounts in different areas.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it really has been rough, especially, you know, from late February through now has been very, very rough on forecasters and everybody else. And yours truly reflected that this morning when he got up at 45 minutes later than he normally does. I'm just so tired, Marshall.
Well, yesterday it was good. I got to, you know, clean the house. I got to vacuum the house, wash the floors, vacuum all the furniture. I got to wash clothes. I got to clean all the countertops and everything like that as I was looking at it, snow and snow and snow and snow.
I'm glad that wasn't here, but I mean, it did snow. It was snowing on and off here, but very, very lightly. So it wasn't as bad, and we had a little sun to boot.
I do want you to go to my Facebook page, though, and take a look, because I think you'll be amazed at what you see. I posted the pictures just because I don't want people to think that I'm crazy and I'm wrong.
No, I know that you're usually pretty accurate with observations, so I do believe you. And you won't get 8 inches today, I can assure you that.
No, I think we're free. I think I'm free of the cloud.
Yeah, you'll get snow showers, but nothing like yesterday. I mean, maybe a new covering, but that'd be about it.
All right. Well, with that being said, Pat, I don't know what to say other than we got two more weeks to get through March,
and hopefully that'll be it.
And then it's into April.
Right.
All right, I'll check with you mañana.
All right, he sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.